Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Afofo, Head Pastor of Grace Hope Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
John 3:8. The wind bloweth where it listeth. No one knows where it's going, and no one knows where it's coming from. But we hear the sound thereof. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. That means when you are born of the Spirit, people just can't figure you out. You become a sign and a wonder. Your effect will be around, but people can't predict you. They don't know where you are coming from. They don't know where you are coming. I see somebody becoming a sign and a wonder. Your friends can't figure you out any longer. Your enemies can't figure you out any longer. When they thought it is over with you, suddenly your spirit rises up and moves in a different dimension, and you are just a spirit man. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. You are a sign and a wonder in the waiting, because God's Spirit is at work inside of you. Rise up in your spirit and develop your spirit. When you are born again, your life, you should live a life of a sign and a wonder. They just can't get it. They just can't get it, because you are born of the Spirit. You are born of, and you flow by the Spirit. And you are prayed by a certain anointing and glory. I see the anointing coming upon your life. I see it coming upon your life. Spiritual men and women are rising from this house. I said they are rising from this house. People who look at this from a spiritual point perspective. How many listen to Agnes on Spirit FM, Love FM? Yes. Joy FM this week. The lady that escaped the fire and the water. You can see this is divine escape. As if God said, you just get out and tell the story. You know, when I saw the story on viral, it looked to me like one of those stories. But when I listened to it, there's no way she's concocting the story. You can even hear from her voice that she's visually shaking at the fact that she's still alive. When people around her were catching fire. And he said the man that held her hand was not running, was not on fire. The man was just relaxed and said, you come, move, run here. Just like an angelic visitation to Lot. Run off. Or like the little boy that when Samson was pulling that, he probably ran and told the story. God was saying, run for your life and go to Ghana and tell the story to the nation. She said, I don't understand why me and why this opportunity. She said, look, she can't even look at the pictures. Because it brings trauma to her. She can't believe she's living, and sometimes she thinks it's all a dream. She said until she saw the thing in paper, she thought she had just dreamt of waking up. So angels are real. Spirit beings are all around. Demons are real. And it's all over. They manipulate things. And some of us are under demonic manipulation. But I see that power breaking in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You do things you can't explain. It's a demonic manipulation. And some of us have been saved from things we cannot fathom and explain physically. It's a spiritual world, my friend. It's a spiritual world. So don't let it be all food. Food for the stomach, stomach for food. God will destroy them both. Don't let it all be fun. Life is not fun. All fun. We are in a perpetual spiritual warfare. And you've got to have a spiritual mind. To be carnally minded is death. I want to marry her. I want to marry her. No matter what we say, I'll marry her. Go ahead and marry. Go ahead and marry. One day I was in London. I saw one of our daughters. She was tied like this. Tied. The hands tied. I suddenly took my phone and called. Is everything all right? Oh, daddy, everything is all right. Are you sure? Oh, daddy, everything is all right. I said, really? Okay, when I come back to Ghana. I came to Ghana, I started to say, everything I said, we need to pray for you. She said, when I said that she went to the gardens to pray, while she was praying in the gardens, a man of God was also praying and called and said, I see you tied. In the gardens. The same thing. Last week she was in my office, said, daddy, it is happening just when she said it, suddenly good people just came upon me. Because I saw it vividly, and she's not somebody who's even close to me. But I knew something was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, we walk around in this life, but we are the victim of the supernatural. We are the mercy of the spiritual. That is why you've got to develop your spirit. Don't walk by sight. Make choices by sight. Walk by the Spirit. I want to talk on how to develop your spirit, man. Number one. In the book of Revelation, we see four 4 levels of spirituality. 4 levels. I don't think I'm at the 4th level yet at all. But every one of us have to weigh ourselves and see which level we are in the spirit. Because it's in levels. We are not all at the same level spiritually. It's a joke. Levels. And every one of us must have it as duty bound that as your physical body grows, your spirit will grow double. You are duty bound. Number one, maybe I'll share one. I'm going to continue. So, look at John. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice. I heard a voice saying, write this and send it. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What is on the Lord's day? Who knows what the Lord's day is? Sabbath, Sunday, day of worship. So he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. This time, New Testament, so I'm sure it was a Sunday. Because you remember, Jesus started revealing himself to them on Sundays, and they started meeting on Sundays. You remember? Right. So he said, I was in the spirit on Sunday, and a voice like a trumpet. Listen, when you become a Christian, when you come to church, you must be in the spirit. To be able to tap what God is your, it's the best place to exercise your and lift up your spiritual antenna, because God wants to release something to you. But you can come to church on a Sunday and be in the flesh completely. Look at that sister. Look at her dress. Look at her. Look at the way she dances. Look at the way she's talking. I don't like her shoe. Look at the pastor. Look at this cross, big like that. Why? You see this and that and that. And all along, when the word of the Lord is coming to you, you can't catch it, because although you are here, you are in the flesh. You are in the flesh. And you are thinking, when we close, I'll talk to that lady. Her hair is very nice. Really? All this revelation that John had, he was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Church is a place where when you come, your spiritual antenna should be released and open. Lord, Master, speak, for thy servant heareth. Eli told Samuel, he said, when you hear the voice of Tetha, say, Master, speak, you are in church. You don't come to church to envy, to gossip, to talk about people, to weigh people's grammar. You are in church to tap into the supernatural and hear God's voice. And I've taught you before, God's voice, your pastor's voice, is like God's voice. And God, have you noticed that sometimes you come to church and I can preach a sermon and it is like I knew what was happening in your house yesterday night? How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, yes. I hear about it all the time. All the time. One time, even an example, I said, somebody said, give me your keys. Give me my keys. Exactly that thing happened in somebody's home the day before. Give me the keys. And the person was panicking and she rushed. She said, Pastor, if I spoke, he said, when it happened, I told him I'm going to report to Pastor. If I had come to you, he would say you are preaching with him. Thank God I hadn't gotten to you before he gave this. He said, exact words that were used in my house. Yeah, but instead of you coming to church and saying that God is speaking to you and the Spirit of God wants to address your particular situation, you understand that? When we come to church, they are talking about us. You. You are that important? You think you are that important? You think you are too big? But God's Spirit is the one that's speaking. Paul said, you received me, church in Macedonia, not like a mere man, like an angel of God, almost like Jesus Christ. It's your duty to see that lost day when God's word is coming, and sometimes when I even stretch forth my hand, it's a prophetic speaking to somebody there to receive a blessing. But you can be there and you are unaffected because you are in the flesh. You are in the flesh. You can't see what spiritual things are going on. You can't see. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the spirit, the voice put it right. That's why you must be alert. Sometimes you're holding the pen, but you're not writing everything. But once a certain word drops, because God is speaking to you, you are alert and you are following. Say, God has something for me this Sunday. I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. There's a revelation coming. God is speaking. And these seven churches he wrote to, all of them before he ends, six to seven times, he said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The Spirit always speaks to the church. But when you are carnal, people can even get offended. Meeting and all, because I'm embarrassed to you. Oh, poor you. How you missed out on a great opportunity to refine your life, to redefine your life. In the spirit, on the Lord's day. So please, when you come to church, don't sit by people who can distract you. Are you understanding me? Change your position. Sit at the place where you can strategically position yourself. It's not entertainment. It's not fun. Go to camp meeting where people are tapping and then you are with a beloved. You can't even dance. You can't even worship. Suddenly, your hands are like this. You can't worship. I've got to be diplomatic otherwise. Man. Really? Go to camp meeting. When we go to spiritual places, it's not my wife, my girlfriend. We have come into the presence of God and some things are being downloaded. As I'm preaching, some miracles are being downloaded. Some blessing, I feel the blessing of the Lord in the house now. And somebody can receive the blessing and go back a better person. Somebody else also can go back with a curse. The same church. Why has evil, Peter, to why has evil corrupted your eyes? You have no share. Say, you'll be blind. Because the guy's thoughts were wrong. You have no share. You lost out on a great opportunity to receive a blessing. So, ladies and gentlemen, church time is a spiritual antenna level raising. I've seen somebody since we started this service, been praying all through and following me. He's been praying all through. Since I started, and he's not even a member of this church. But he has come to tap, and you are here, you are so much use. I know this pastor, for pastor, there. He can preach on and I even like his vocabulary, and did you see his tie? Oh, baby, and you go home, and now you can talk about, pastor is a very handsome pastor. My mercy. That's all you came to church for.
For listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apofo, Head Pastor of Resource Chapel. We believe you've been blessed. For this and more life-changing messages, please make a date with us every Monday to Friday from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon on Spirit 88.3 FM. We invite you to worship with us at Resource Chapel next to Cedar House, Edum. Our first service is at 7 a.m. and our second service is at 9 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, please call us on 0264-203040 or 03221-91766. or email us at adofie@gmail.com. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of praise.
Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.